Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Another very, very strange story, and one that we mentioned yesterday, is this new government plan that wants South Africans to pay 12% of their earnings into a state-managed fund. The Department of Social Development has gazetted a new green paper on the comprehensive social security and retirement reform. The paper proposes a new government-managed fund, and that all South Africans will have to pay a percentage of their earnings into that fund. What could possibly go wrong? Joining us this morning is Gordon Hill Lewis, politician and DA Shadow Minister of Finance. A very good morning. So what indeed? I mean, what, we have so much confidence in government, don't we, in this space? This is just, what are they thinking?
Morning, Howard, and morning to your listeners. It's nice to join you again. Yes, this is a bizarre proposal indeed. It boggles the mind. One really struggles to understand how these things get out into the public even, and past the whole cabinet. Let's just be clear, this proposal is not from the National Treasury, and I don't think, although they obviously haven't said anything about it, I don't think the National Treasury would support it. I think they're probably just as shocked as we are. It really calls into question the idea of cabinet government. Surely major proposals like this should go through the whole cabinet, should be signed off by the president and the finance minister if it has such a profound implication on tax. And of course, if you look at the details of the proposal, they are nothing short of laughable. The idea that every South African earning up to 290 or 280,000 rand a year would pay essentially 3,000 rand a month in additional tax to cover social welfare benefits is just, it's beyond outrageous.
Right.
I don't give the proposal much chance of success, but the fact that it even was released into the public is a worrying sign of chaos and disorder inside the center of the government.
Well, that was actually going to be my next question, because to me, the very fact that has even been proposed shows an incredible, incredible disconnect. It's almost like we see this one department within government only looking down and not looking up and saying, well, we need more money. Well, this is a great way of getting it, but not looking at the realities on the ground in South Africa.
Yes. I mean, you've got Treasury calling for tax relief for individuals and actually giving a little bit, a very small amount, but a little bit of tax relief to families, because I think they understand that families are going through a terribly tough time at the moment. And it's not only poor families, but lots and lots of middle-class families as
Absolutely.
Well, who are really struggling,
Absolutely.
Who have lost income, who have lost businesses, and are going through a really tough time. And the idea that we should just whack another massive burden on those families is outrageous.
It also brings South Africa to a large extent a step closer to this, to a socialist type of an environment where the focus is on social grants and not on employment and not on building of the economy.
Yes, look, to be clear, Howard, there is a huge, we all know and understand, there is a huge problem of poverty in South Africa, and that poverty is often absolutely terrible and deprives people of all of the chances that they need to live a life of full potential. So we've got to look at ways over time to get people out of poverty, but the way to do it is by growing the economy and getting more and more people into jobs. And when you do that, you've got more tax revenue and you can spend more on looking after the very, very poor and those who have not yet found jobs. So you cannot just short-circuit that process. If you do that, you bankrupt the country. And that is the folly of this proposal, is that it basically seems to, it desires to solve our poverty problem overnight, but doing so by essentially killing, every other tax-paying, income-producing business and family financially in the country.
To some extent, this proposal, which, as you say, is unlikely to ever see the light of day more than it has already, but to some extent it does highlight that, and it highlights the debate between grants, social grants, and the need to improve the economy. Where does the DA stand on that aspect of social grants? Because they, as critical as they are, they have long been used also as a tool by government.
Oh, no, look, we are absolutely clear. There is nothing that we can solve. There is no problem in South Africa that we can solve in the long term unless we grow the economy. Every problem in our country gets worse with a shrinking economy or a stagnating economy. And conversely, every problem in our country gets better with a growing economy. And the reason for that is because you've got fewer people living in poverty, more people in work, more people paying tax, much bigger tax revenues, and more to spend on the poor. And that's where social grants come in. Because ideally what we'd like is actually to be able to spend more on those people who need it most. Remember, the social grants are very paltry, 350 Rand for the COVID grant. 450 Rand for a child support grant, which you cannot even feed a child on.
Right.
So what we need to do is spend more, but there's no way that we can do that unsustainably and irresponsibly without a growing economy. That is a recipe for bankruptcy. So it's not either or, Howard. It's both. But the foundation, the premise, has to be a growing economy. Without that, all of our problems get much worse.
So what is likely to happen to this proposal now? What are the next steps with it?
Well, I hope it's put in the giant shredder at the Union Building. But right. I doubt it. You know, the way that the government, there's such absolute disorganization and chaos at the center of government policymaking that I suspect it'll now bounce around for months, being discussed and whittled down and watered down, and instead of firm leadership to just say, from the president, to just say, this is not our proposal, we don't know how this got out, and it's, you know, we'll put it on the shelf. I don't expect that's going to happen. We don't see that happening with other proposals like national health insurance and land expropriation and so on. It all has to go through this endless, damaging discussion.
And a waste of time, because when you're talking about nonsense, you're not talking about something real.
Exactly right. That's a good point. But more than just that, it is a waste of time and resources, but it's also damaging. You know, it freaks people out and makes them very jittery and nervous.
Yeah.
And there's very, very little chance of it ever being implemented. So you're just doing it all unnecessarily.
Very, very, I don't know if it is scary. It's just unbelievably stupid. That is where we leave it. It is 7:27. That was a Jordan Hill Lewis, politician and DA Shadow Minister of Finance, talking about this proposal for a state-managed fund.